very much. First communications item, please.
Item 292, request of Brad Perkins to address council regarding Sullivan's Gulch Trail funding.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. You got okay sign with your wife last night.
I did indeed. Okay, I did indeed. That was a great event, and I appreciated your testimony last night. It was fantastic.
Thank you very much. Yes, I come here representing Sullivan Gulch Trail Committee. I also come here as an individual. I just want to mention a couple things. Next week, the county will be re-evaluating the Wapato. And I just want Mayor Ted Wheeler and the rest to reconsider joint venture with Multnomah County and looking at this as a service center. That's 150,000 square feet of a building and 18 acres of property that could house inside and outside over 1,000 people. So I just want to keep that in mind. And also, I'm CEO of Cascadia High Speed Rail. I don't know if you heard, but State of Washington, through Governor Inslee and also the Premier up in British Columbia, has approved $1.5 million for a further study for high-speed rail. And Portland's included. Yeah. So we need to get going to be planning as to, you know, how we can connect with what is already being done as far as studies. This will be a further discussion. I hope to be a part of it. So, great. The other thing, Sullivan's Gulch Trail. Just, you know, 2012, and a few of you have been part of the city council that approved this Sullivan's Gulch Trail. It looks like we have been pushed aside, put it mildly, in favor of the Green Loop. Green Loop is very hypothetical at this point. Representing 15 different neighborhoods and three business organizations and other developers, they're very interested in seeing this thing happen. And there's a great opportunity now with the bridge being planned across I-84. The main piece that really needs to be connected here is underneath MLK and Grand Avenue for a safe connection through a major corridor issue. It's a failed intersection there at MLK and Lloyd Boulevard especially. So I want you to be able to keep an eye on that very closely because we're trying to get the first leg started so we can get private money to continue getting money for this trail. The other thing is that land nearby the trail can be used that is owned, city-owned, that can be used privately if the city thinks outside the box and says, okay, if you want to participate, here's, you know, way to do that. I would really appreciate, Commissioner Saltzman, if we can meet and discuss this more in detail. Since we've been working with the project manager on that, it's been my way or the highway. So we need to get a stakeholder group together for that major project. $12.5 million being spent on it. When we were discussing or planning for the trail, it was $450,000. $250,000. And we had a stakeholder group that was involved with that. And I just want to encourage the council to take a look at having that happen and maybe a project manager involved with the Sullivan's Gulch Trail, too. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir, for being here. We appreciate it.